Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And we are joined this week by a very special guest, one of the hosts of Being Hot is Hard, Cass Page.
Hello. Welcome, hello to you. Hard hello to you.
Oh, yes,
being hello hard to you.
Yes. Yeah. So Zama got the hot, I got the hard, Jax
got
the being.
I am being.
Yeah.
Awesome. Didn't feel good to say.
Yeah, it sounded worse probably. Yeah,
I gotta imagine.
Hey, great news though, because today we are asking the important questions like, what if you got the hot chicked with Rob Schneider?
Okay.
Not what happens if you the hot chicked, as in the movie starring Rob Schneider.
I am currently the hot chick.
Yeah.
And then Rob Schneider
swaps my... How does it happen in the movie?
Faces.
We got to figure that out first.
So
you just watched it, Cass.
Yeah.
You're fresh off the...
I'm fresh off the couch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, in 50 AD...
Okay, all right. Didn't think we'd be starting here. 50 AD, all right.
Yeah, in 50 AD.
So Christ's only been dead for 50 years.
Whoa.
No.
Oh, maybe it's BC. It's one of the two letters.
50 BC?
In one of the years, 50.
Wearing? Were they like cavemen?
50 BC cavemen.
If you're making a movie...
50 no. BC is cavemen. If you're making in the hot chick,
not.
If you're
in the hot chick, 50 BC is cavemen.
If you're, if you're making the hot chick and you want to give, if you say BC, you're thinking cavemen.
Yes.
I know it's not true.
Yeah, it's not factually the
that's
case.
That's 10,000 BC.
But that's what Rob Schneider thinks.
BC doesn't mean big club.
BC.
Why
means,
do you think that?
It actually means before Christ.
We're already at each other's throats. It's happening.
AD after death.
Okay, yeah.
I
know dominum or something.
Yeah, but neither of them actually mean...
Yeah. Okay, 50 AD.
So they look like they're dressed in maybe... I'm not very good with history, but like maybe like...
Point to someone in this room who is.
it's like maybe Egyptian, maybe like Mayan dress.
Okay.
And there's this very wealthy woman who is... She's clearly like a princess or something, and she's looking out at her husband who's being... feral and foul, and they're about to get married, and then she looks upon as a slave girl's running up and she's like gesturing towards her to come here.
Okay.
And the slave girl presents her with these magical earrings.
Mm-hmm.
They both wear one earring each. Their minds stay in the same spot. Their clothes stay in the same spot, but their physical bodies swap.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And so the slave girl marries this man.
Uh-huh.
That's rough.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like anyone wins in that situation. Because does not the princess now become a slave?
Yeah. So the princess becomes a slave and the slave has to marry a pig. But she's now got anything she wants in the world.
Okay.
When you said pig.
Not an actual pig.
They just show shots of a man being like, you know when rich people are sloppy film?
Sucking down chicken legs, that kind of thing.
Just big slops.
So his trade earrings become...
So one each wears one earring.
Yeah.
And then your body's spot.
Okay.
And then you can take the earring out or whatever.
All right. Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So later in the film, we find out that to swap back into your body, one person has to put both of the earrings on again.
Okay. Okay.
So,
okay. Are they pierced earrings?
It's pierced.
Yeah. I don't have my ears pierced. I keep meaning to get them pierced, but I've yet to do it.
I had them pierced a long time ago. They have closed up. This is going to hurt.
It's going to hurt us more who don't have our ears pierced.
Scar tissue to punch it through,
dude. Back off.
Scar tissue doesn't have nerves.
It's good to have this debate while we're standing there with the earrings.
It's not going to hurt. Don't even worry.
Just jam it in there. Who gives a fuck?
And also, if it does hurt, who cares? We're about to become Rob Schneider.
So here's the question. Actually, okay. So we're not doing it. Are we doing it with Rob Schneider's character in The Hot Chick or
Can you
Rob
tell us
Schneider
about
the
Rob
actor?
Schneider's character in The Hot Chick.
I feel like we should do it with the character in The Hot Chick.
Okay.
Stay truthful, faithful. So,
he loves to rob.
Okay.
He loves to schneid. No, he's like a criminal. So he's running around doing little crimes. Uh-huh. We meet him as he's robbing a gas station.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's also grubby.
Okay.
He's a grubby little guy. Uh-huh. He's robbing the gas station. There's $18. He says, why don't you have more money? And the guy's like, this is a gas station. People use debit cards.
Okay. So a bit stupid.
It's meat up there for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
he's all meat. He's all meat. Yeah. All right.
The person he has duct taped up at the gas station suggests that maybe Rob Schneider might like to steal some nachos. So there's too long is spent on him first, like shoveling. It's like a nacho station. He just shovels a bunch of
okay, not like packets of nachos.
Yeah, yeah.
No. So
loose
like
nachos,
loose hot chips, and then he goes over to the hot cheese dispenser.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he's pumping it into his own backpack.
Nice.
And then he puts his mouth underneath it and starts sucking on the cheese.
Yeah.
So you've got like cheese sucking. Before he leaves, he puts his mouth under the slurpee machine.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
all right, King. All right.
Hot slop.
Okay. Because like my first thought is
that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to swap
I'm going
to
do that tonight on my way home from work. You're going to see on the news local man arrested for really just
slopped too hard.
Too much slopping.
Slopping off a slurpee machine.
Yeah. Because what I'm concerned about is what Rob Schneider is going to do with my body while I have his.
Yeah.
That's kind of my main concern.
Well,
but then I'm thinking, what crimes can he do with my body?
I'm wondering, is it Rob Schneider as in like now? In like the physicality of Rob Schneider now or the physicality of Rob Schneider from Hot Chick?
Yeah, is it?
Because if it is from Hot Chick, this is great. I'm now in a younger and fitter man's body.
Wow.
True. Let's find out how old Rob Schneider was in the Hot Chick. What are you guessing?
I reckon he's like 32.
Okay, all right.
Which is technically
he's playing
younger.
A 30-year-old in the movie, which makes me think he's going to be
still
older.
More in shape than I currently. Yeah, we saw that scene at the end where he's dancing in the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely got less of a belly than I do, so that's nice. Plus, it's a body. Oh, no. I was going to be like, it's a body I don't have to care about. That's but no, we body. Might not swap out.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Rob Schneider is 39 in the Hot Chick.
Oh, dog. Oh.
Dog. He aged me up. The dog. But the character is 31.
That's true. And if it's the character, it's the character.
You get to do the character. Do the character.
That's great. You're going down 4 years.
I'm a sweet, svelte, young Rob Schneider.
What do you do? Because, I was like, I can throw my body in front of trucks. Like,
what?
Okay, so this what happened.
If you die in Rob Schneider, you die in real life.
Yeah, dude. Well, okay, so I've gone up. Well, no, I turned 31 very soon.
Yeah.
So I'm the same age as Rob Schneider, isn't this? I don't get any extra physicality from him.
We keep our own brain. So
you
we're
do keep
about,
your own mind, yeah.
We're dumber.
So as clever as we are now.
Damn.
I don't know how to rob a gas station.
Which is that cleverer or stupider than Rob Schneider's character? Do we have a name?
Yeah.
I think maybe
Mr.
Warren.
Mr. Hot Chick.
It once printed on a wanted sign.
Okay. All right.
So, Cass, having seen
Clive.
Just the film.
Clive. All right. Okay.
What?
Wow. Having just seen the film and knowing your three favorite boys for many, many years, are we more or less cleverer than Warren/Clive?
I think you guys are more clever than Clive.
Whoa.
Cleverer than Clive.
Cleverer than
You're
Clive.
You're cleverer than Clive. Okay. I think you'd make better decisions. But see, a lot of Clive's decisions seem to be impacted by how panicked he is, and he always just seems desperate for money. I think you guys would have better schemes.
Yeah, because I got no gambling debts at present. Yeah. That's
got any schemes good to go though?
I reckon I could come up with a scheme in a day.
You know what? You're not much of a schemer. I'm calling it. Your scheme game's weak.
You can't say that to me. We've been friends for 10 years.
I can't think of a single scheme. Side.
Your scheme game is weak.
No,
name
boy.
One scheme.
You've never done a scheme.
See?
Oh, my God.
You've been exposed. Name a scheme.
Name a scheme you've pulled up. I'm scheming pretty much
24-7. Name a scheme you thought of.
I don't think I'm a schemer.
I'm not a schemer.
Would you describe me as sly?
No.
Wet.
Conniving?
No.
Oh, my God.
Wet. Slopped up.
You're cheeky.
You cheeky? Are cheeky.
Dumb as a doorknob.
I describe you as cheeky. Pesky? Peevish?
You're a stinker.
A stinker. A stinker. I'm a stinker.
You're a stinker.
You gotta give me that.
You're a stinker. Petulant.
Petulant, yeah. Tantrum prone.
Unaware.
You're burpy.
Burpy. Bilious. Bilious man. I'm a bilious man.
Very unaware. Very unaware.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if... I think it would have to take for Rob Schneider, sorry, Clive, in your body to walk up to you and say... You've got my body for you to know that you're no longer in your body.
I don't think I have a good enough handle of what I look like to look in a mirror and recognize I have become Rob
Schneider.
You're
going to look in a puddle and not notice.
Yeah. Did my face always look like that? Who? There's no way of checking.
Did I always have curly-ish hair?
I think so.
Yeah. No, my hair was straight. Oh, shit, I lost my glasses. Yeah.
But I think I can see good. I must have got better.
Your testicle would grow back.
Whoa!
It wouldn't grow back. He'd just have Rob Schneider's.
He'd grow back.
I would feel my two nuts and be like, I have two nuts now. I know for a fact I have one nut.
Yeah.
So when I discovered I had two nuts, but I'm very rarely feeling, I'm often feeling my nuts. All the damn
time. But you're not having to scrounge every
day. I'm not checking, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not checking the number of nuts. There, but I do know the difference. I do know the difference in texture between my fake nut and my real.
Yeah,
nut.
I just like everyone
sitting down presently and being aware of your nuts. Do you, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I just
you
like
you tell if I try and think of my nuts, I can't think of my nuts.
Anyone that's got nuts and is listening, I just want you to take this time out to just have a think and become aware of your nuts.
Yeah,
like, can you focus on your nuts?
Yeah, I can feel the texture on the jeans.
I can't focus on my nuts. Am I okay? I'm not a schemer. My nuts are invisible.
Invisible.
Mentally invisible.
I mean, you've got
you don't
one.
Have nut permanent.
Yeah.
You work with half the...
Exactly. Well, I've got the same amount of scrotum as the rest of you.
Do you have scrotum?
Yeah, I can feel my scrotum, but not my nuts.
Well, I guess. Well, yeah, I guess we're doing the same.
Okay, thank
thing,
God. Cause... Thank God. For a second, I thought that all nut happens.
You guys are focusing so hard. You're both looking at opposite corners of the room, just squinting.
What we're thinking about.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing because there's no like feeling. You don't need to have like touch on your like. There's no touch receptors.
On your nuts.
Testicles.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's so cool that they're different. And I just want to have the bits for a day. I'd be chuffed to swap bodies. Oh my God.
What would you do?
You get different bits. We just get. Yeah. Well, we get different bits. Right. But we get. The same.
Oh, we get Rob Schneider's car.
Sweet. Yeah. I was going to say, maybe I get foreskin, but he's pretty sure he's circumcised in this one.
You guys lose your foreskin!
My skin!
When people clicked on this episode, did they think they were going to get such a detailed description of the host's genitals?
No.
Would you? That
would be the first thing I'd notice.
You'd be like, I feel the breeze.
Or I'd be like, I feel less.
Because
Rob Schneider would have been circumcised for quite a while, so it's not tender or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, she's freshly circumcised. I'm feeling that immediately. I'm dying.
So what, you've got the brand new bits now, Cass.
Oh, my God.
Because I remember doing an episode of another podcast you host, Shut Up a Second, with another host of Being Hot is Hard, Zoe. And she said that if she got... A dick and a penis. The first thing she'd do is punch herself in the nuts.
I would absolutely feel around to see what was going on. Would you
punch yourself in the nuts?
Not immediately.
Not immediately.
I'd get sack tapped. I'd ask someone to give me a sack tap.
That's fair.
Sack taps are back, which is a dangerous
time. Yeah, it's a dangerous time to be a sack.
I guess I get it. I guess fair enough.
I'm peeing standing up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try and pop a boner. That seems like it's very fun.
It's also...
It's not very hard.
Pretty easy.
you reckon I'll get it right?
I think you'll get it right.
Sometimes it just happens.
Actually, if you want it too bad, sometimes it is tricky.
Yeah, that's
true. No, I want it so badly.
Oh, you're not going to get a boner. I'm sorry.
I try and sit on my nuts like in the movies.
Oh, sitting on your nuts sucks.
That's real bad. What are you going to zip up your penis next?
No, don't do that.
Zip up.
Don't.
Oh, no. Like it's something about me. Yeah, don't do
there's something about Mary.
No.
I try and, if I had a boner, I'd try and hit things with it.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's good.
That's okay. Yeah, that's fun. Good. That's fun.
That reminds me of the word tallywhacker. So I would like to tallywhack. That is not what a tallywhacker is. But I would like to tallywhack.
It makes me think of when a cat knocks a glass off. Just like going up to a mantelpiece with an erect penis and knocking a glass off.
I did this.
I'm like a cat now. No. Not at all.
No,
not even close.
A sexual deviant, I'd say. So straight off the bat, 3 out of 4 of us don't appreciate as much.
Yeah.
We've got
true.
Significantly less cool shit to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
The first 5 hours of my day are booked.
Yeah. I feel not much changes. Are you going to try and find Rob Schneider?
I mean, I guess. I'd be like, honey, do you find me attractive as me or me attractive as Rob Schneider?
That's so funny to be like,
what do you care?
Babe, yeah, I don't give a fuck what I look like, so this is actually your choice.
To be honest, like right now...
Yeah,
I
could stay like this. It means nothing to me.
Which one is the most? Because like I don't have to look at myself often.
Yeah.
This is really a you choice.
Yeah.
Do I know what's happened?
No, we absolutely do not.
Maybe that's just a thing the body does.
When a man hits a certain age, he becomes
Rob Schneider. Honey, did I get second to puberty weird?
Did I get the second puberty in air quotes the Rob?
Yeah. I think maybe the first thing to do, maybe call up my dad. Like, dad,
did you tell me something?
When you hit almost 36... Did you change?
I just into celebrity actor Rob Schneider.
Well, we don't know this is Rob Schneider. We just know this is a man called Clive.
Oh, yeah, we don't know it's Rob Schneider.
That's true.
It'd just be I'm turning into a random looking man.
No, because the question was, what if you got Rob Schneider?
Well, I thought we were trying to establish that early on. Is it Rob Schneider or is it Clive?
We get Clive.
Oh, we get Clive. Okay. Yeah.
Clive.
I got distracted by all the dick and nuts talk.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's really distracting.
First thing would be...
trying really hard not to think about what you'd do if you had a dick and or nuts.
I get it, dude.
There's a lot going on. Man. We would have the same thing if
I'd be going nuts on that thing.
Oh, 100%.
You're kidding me? I'd be grinding up against tables and shit.
Man, I'd
be
like,
a fucking menace.
I'd get a hose for this one. Just spray you down.
I'd be sweaty and flushed. I'd be a nightmare.
Just dragging yourself across the floor.
Yeah.
Like the fucking common dog you are.
I'd have to be put away.
Damn.
But I think with Rob Schneider, because it's, I don't know who Rob Schneider is.
Yeah.
Would your first thought be you would become someone else? Or would your first thought be like, I've gotten really sick?
Well, I think my brain would have snapped. I would be like, okay, I've got face. This must be what face blindness is.
Yeah. Everybody looks like Rob Schneider.
Well, I'd be like, something's wrong with my brain.
Yeah.
I'd be, something's wrong with my brain. I'm still wearing the same clothes.
I've always looked like this.
It'd be like, hey, everybody. And then people I know and care about are like, who are you? Yeah. I'd be like, is me your boy? What the fuck?
Joel Zammer?
I feel like we'd have a conversation, any of us, to be like, hi, hey, who are you? Okay, no, so that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to admit it to myself, but I thought I looked different.
Yeah. So I look different, right?
Sorry, who are you?
It's me.
Who are you?
I love that for a bit.
And then I bet just we'd be like, okay, what's your name?
What do you mean it's me?
There'd be
you
a
fucking idiot.
A moment
no,
where
you're
we're
a
like,
fucking
right,
idiot.
Say something only you would know and you wouldn't be able to think of it.
What do you... I host podcasts.
Well, anyone can figure that out.
And also... Lots of people could say that.
Jack, what do you mean? You would actually be able to convince anyone that it was you in there?
Probably. Oh, it'd be tricky.
Surely there's mannerisms that only like we do that we notice, right?
Yeah, and there are things
but,
that... Yeah.
And here's the thing. If you have an entirely new body, would your mannerisms change?
Yeah.
Well, it's got the same brain.
Yeah, it's the same brain.
Yeah, but you
brain,
don't have the same muscle memory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so also, I like, try and fuck up.
Yeah. You'd be bad at it, which would make you even more suspicious.
It would look like you were impersonating yourself.
So, like, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, people that play with their hair in a certain way, their hair would feel a certain way to them when they play with it. So the first time they did it, it would then feel different, and their brain would probably be like, that's not what I'm chasing.
Yeah.
Well, again, like, because, you know, like, Jackson and myself, we're often, like, shuffling, like, a deck of cards.
Well, shuffling a deck of cards is fine.
Yeah.
Because that's going to feel pretty much the same, unless...
And Clive has gambling debt, so I reckon he'd be fine at it. So yeah, okay. I think you're good on that respect.
But if you saw somebody...
But he might have longer or shorter hair.
Yeah, it would probably throw it off. You'd have to go on knowledge that only you know. Like, if I look like... If a completely different person came in, but I tell everybody everything. So there's very little about my personal life that is not available to the public. So somebody could impersonate me pretty easily. Don't anyone do it. Let me tell you, brother, anyway, it's not worth it.
Here's my credit card. My mother's maiden name.
That's probably leaked somewhere.
Oh, well, what about... Okay, this is maybe a way I could do it. I come into the studio looking like Rob Schneider. I'm like, I'm Jackson... I know I don't look like me. You just got to believe me. Do an episode of Plumbing the Death Star with me. Do an episode of Plumbing the Death Star and just pretend I'm Jackson. And then I reckon once we got into the pattern of it and the flow, it would become very obvious.
Yeah.
When I said the first thing, like, there are no real ducks. It's all just fucked up chickens.
But
like,
there he is.
If a fan was trying to mark David Chapman us.
Easy way of doing it.
Because
it's so funny that that's an easy way of doing it. Easy.
Hey, I'm Jackson. Do an episode with me.
Well, there's no way to prove you're not Jackson.
Yeah, the only way to prove
you
it
look
is to
like Rob Schneider.
To sit in this room for 45 minutes where you just copy. Anyone who's listened to every episode of Plumbing the Death Star could do Plumbing the Death Star with and replace any of us.
Yeah. True. You just kind of, it's hard to do something that is like public, so public facing.
What about Jackson Bailey Spooks America? It's not so public facing, and can anybody fuck up that show like I can?
I've done episodes of that show.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, once we've all done them. Yeah.
No, but like, I've hosted episodes of that show. I know I can do it.
Once again, it's still something that's public-facing.
Yeah, but is there a specific way
I
do
like
it?
Knowing that your job isn't hard, Jackson?
My job's not hard either.
Yeah.
If I was like, Cass, can you just be me for Plumbing the Death Star? No one would notice.
Yeah,
it's
all right.
There it is. Like,
oh, the show's better now.
Yeah. Fuck, all right. What else could you do?
Facial expressions might be the only thing that saves you.
That's what I'm talking about, when those little tiny mannerisms, the way you speak.
Yeah.
Because that is often how...
But you'll sound like Rob Schneider.
Yeah, but you'll sound like Rob Schneider.
You can
Schneider.
Do it!
No, it'd be Rob Schneider doing a you impression.
I'm Rob Schneider!
I can't do that. That'll break my vocal cords. Like, you know what I mean? Because it'd have your
my intonations
and how you... form words, but it'll be coming out of a different voice.
Penis!
Penis!
Oh, there we go. No one else can say penis like you.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, but no, you are shit on my penis.
But you are using...
Oh,
Rob
no, I got shit on my penis!
Vocal cords and the way his mouth is shaped.
Yeah,
so
fucked.
You're trying to say penis, but it's coming out like...
Penis.
Like penis.
Oh, no, I got shit on my penis.
Ah!
Ah, imposter!
Yeah, Rob Schneider can't make the sound anus.
In the movie, she convinced her best friend that she was her
by
talking about when they first met and like all like,
okay.
Be like, you know, remember you used to be bullied for A, B, and C, and then they did a hand clap together, like one of those little like...
So you do have mannerisms, so that's what I mean.
Yeah, but a hand clap's like a secret handshake. That's like
she revealed specific knowledge.
Yeah.
And we don't shut up about ourselves, and I can't think of anything that any of you would know that
also,
anyone else would.
Terrible memories, too.
Yeah.
Where we meet?
My God.
Yeah, but specifically.
I don't remember specifically the moment I met any of you.
Right.
In many ways, I've just always known you.
I remember when I met you, Jack.
It'll be harder for us because to us, you were just a teacher for a bit. I would not have paid any attention. Like, oh, who's this fucking idiot?
I remember talking about the Hulk with you early on.
I think the first time I met you properly, Joel, was at a party.
Okay. Mm.
And then you got me to sign up to Sans Fans Plus.
Good boy.
At the party.
A, B, C.
Yeah, so
but do you even remember that?
I rem- I remember the party. I don't remember. Well, I mean, I'm always closing.
Yeah, of course. That's what we say about you. Always, always closing.
I was working here, and then you guys were like, cancel your subscription.
Yeah.
Cass, you're in now. Are you? What are you doing?
Cass, please. Surely there'd be some like.
Did you cancel your subscription?
I did.
Okay, because I got a great website to show you.
Yeah, surely there'd be like some stories that we could tell in like quick, like you know, maybe not even the story. It's like ask me something about it. And I'll swear you. Like,
I'll just give it to you quickly,
question, right?
Yeah,
I can't prepare for this. I can't have just like just listened to whatever bullshit we've put out. So you just ask me a question. I'll know the answer.
Yeah.
So like I reckon.
But can
you
think of a question though?
I mean, surely.
Think of one now.
I don't want to say them on air because then if this happens, someone will be
this
like.
This is the whole problem.
Right?
Okay, there we go.
Understand? Yep.
We got to stop saying stuff so about us.
There are things that, you know, personal to like our chest that we, you know.
Not me. Yeah. I have nothing.
Yeah. I can barely even think of a question to ask is what I'm saying. I'm like, yeah, I suppose I could ask questions rapid fire. I'm like, ooh, I can't think of one.
What color is your hair?
Brown?
Mine or yours? Mine or yours?
What color is your hair? Brown. Damn, it is you.
You convinced me.
What's your name? Joel? What? Oh, what it's happened? Him.
How did you swap bodies?
What's your favorite color?
Oh my
green?
God!
Well, I don't know it, so he must be telling the truth.
You might be right on that one, Joel Dusha. We gotta get you. I'm gonna get killed by a drifter one day.
I hope from now on, every single time we do a live show, people come up to us and they're like, "Jackson, it's me, Joel Dusha. I swap bodies with a fan."
We look over.
Okay.
What color's your
brown?
Damn, it's you!
What happened?
Man, you guys weren't hearing or something? Fuck, we'll get you back, dude.
Just take me with you.
Yeah. Anyway, here's my phone and wallet. You remember the PIN number, yeah? Of course, if you don't.
No.
That's okay.
Oh, that's I remember.
I know you've got a bad memory.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It makes sense.
It is you. My God.
Just realize, like, any kind of phone. Oh, wait, no, that you put your passport. Never mind. So I was like, your face don't recognize you. But I'm like, oh, wait, no, hang on. Oh, no, I don't know. No, my fingerprint for my computer.
No, you're not getting in. Oh, God damn.
My password. Oh, wait, no, there's a master one. Okay, that's good.
Woo. Joel's ever got really scared the future has evolved beyond undoing the hot chick. It honestly seems like that most of the hot chicking is going to be spent trying to convince people that you got the hot chick less trying to reverse the hot chick because I guess you'd know deep down you could probably reverse the hot chick because you got the hot chick.
Yeah. Well,
if it's happened once,
swings
why
and roundabouts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And also, when God closes a door, he opens a window.
Do I know that I have been like hot chicked or is this just something my body did?
I think in the movie they realize that she's in someone else's body.
Yeah.
In the hot chick.
Yeah.
And then one of her friends sees Rachel McAdams' body on TV.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, they got swapped. And then they look into how that swapping
None
can
of
happen.
My friends or family are paying enough attention to notice me if I'm on a television.
I'll just be like watching TV and then I'll be like, whoa, Joel Hammett robbed a bank. That's crazy. Yeah.
I don't think I know anyone that still watches TV.
Yeah. But it's funny because that it's just earrings. Because like if I do figure it out, I just like it's not hard to pull an earring out of someone.
Because I'd have my phone on me and everything. I get, I tweet out, I've been hot chicked, guys. How do I convince everybody?
Anyone,
my face now. Click. This isn't me.
Somebody stole Joel Hammett's phone.
No.
Oh no.
Yeah, guess what? I'm a frickin' gamer. I play video game. And sometimes, I review video game also. I do a podcast with fellow plumbing boy Joel Dusha, where we review video games with a beautiful guest every week. It's dangerous, it's chaotic, I'm not allowed to swear, so we don't have to mark it as mature, but sometimes I do swear anyway. Somehow, despite it being 50 minutes of a guest watching me and JD yelling at each other, it's a show beloved by regular folks and industry professionals alike. If that sounds up your alley, just search Thumb Cramps wherever you get your podcasts and start listening to Thumb Cramps today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
I think another issue that you would face, which didn't super come up in the film, Clive is a criminal.
Yeah.
So as soon as you start living your life as Clyde, the cops will get you. That does actually come up in the film. The cops do try and arrest him.
Well, shit. Now I've got to convince the cops.
I can't convince the cops.
I can't even convince my good friend.
Yeah, I can barely convince
you. But you want to hope that Clive is out doing crimes in your body so then your body gets found
by that's the cops. True. That's true.
Okay.
Clive could do some pretty good crimes in my body if he doesn't care about my body.
What do you think? What kind of crimes and crimes? I know this is challenging for you, but what do you reckon?
Yeah.
A good crime in your body
It has to require the specifics of my body, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you said he could do heaps of good crimes in my body provided he doesn't care about my body, which is a very narrow circumstance.
You could do one crime.
Yeah.
Identity theft. Yours.
Get nothing and good
even,
though.
And even then, he still needs, like, information about you.
Yeah.
Because, easy to get. Listen to two podcasts.
Here's the problem as well, everybody knows I'm a loathed moron.
Uh-huh.
So if I, i.e. Rob Schneider in my body, came into work and was like, hey, what's my password? You might believe that I had legitimately forgotten my password.
I'd be like, password for what?
Have you tried just pressing enter? Is there no password needed?
Yeah, I don't think you've got a password,
just,
dude.
Just press enter, dude, see what happens.
Rob Schneider in my body pressing it, being amazed at how stupid I am. Whoa, I'm dumb? Yeah.
Hey.
What is there a trick? You dumb. And then we'd bully you for a good 30 minutes.
My friends are mean?
Friends?
Whoa. I'm not mean. You're just dumb.
This guy's got a rough life.
I'm honest.
This guy, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, that's a worry for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can steal my identity. It's no good.
Hey, Jackson, I just found this plank. Can I hit you with it? I'm gone.
Rob Schneider says no, and you're like, wait, what?
Something's up with Jackson.
Who are you? Jackson loves being hit by a plank.
I'm sitting at Rob Schneider's body in a car being like, I wish Dusha would hit me with a plank.
Maybe Rob that'll
Schneider
fix
comes
it.
Just like bursting through the studio door. Dusha, it's me, hit me with a plank.
Yeah, hit me with a plank, dude.
Oh my God.
My brain's going crazy. You gotta calm it down.
Bonk.
Oh, thank God. I think I'm in that guy's body.
Yeah. We get it now.
We figured it out. I killed him with the plank, though. I hope that.
I don't think that's good. For you or me.
No, I think you'd be fine. I reckon you'd be fine because your physical body swaps, your mind and clothes are the same.
Yeah, so you'd just put the earrings off that dead corpse.
And then, so killing Rob Schneider is actually makes it easier.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not Wrigley.
Does that mean if you wake up in Rob Schneider's body and shoot yourself in the... Oh, no.
You're a fucking idiot.
Oh, no. Jack. I gotta get rid of Rob Schneider. Oh, wait, that was me.
Jack. Sweet.
The boy
no, but
lives
if, you,
on.
If you shot him in the head,
yeah, then
we'd you be could old. Just grab the earrings and swap back.
Mm. What happens to the earrings? Because presumably they both had to be wearing one. Mm. Yep. They swap. Why do they put them on in the first place?
Rachel McAdams' character sees them in a shop, thinks, oh my God, they're so beautiful. If I wear them to prom, mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be... I think she says, I will be the envy of every girl, which is an insane thing to say. The woman's like, these are not for sale. These are genuine artifacts. So she like secretly swaps them into a bargain box of earrings and buys them. And she's at a gas station that Rob Schneider's robbing.
Yeah.
And she's putting them on to try, puts one in, and then gets distracted by abusing Rob Schneider.
Uh-huh.
He's on the way out of robbing the petrol station, and they assume he's the gas attendant. So they keep getting him to do things to their car. The main gag is she makes him get into the hood, and then she keeps beeping her horn, so he smacks his head on the car.
That's pretty good.
That's a funny gag.
In all the commotion, she drives away, and the other earring has fallen out of the car. He finds it on the ground, and he robs it with everything else.
He puts it on.
When he gets home at night, he puts it on, laughs to himself, and falls asleep eating chips?
Yeah, okay.
That's fine, Stan.
Yeah.
We're like, one earring, cunt.
Yeah.
me. I love chips.
Look at me. I'm going to pierce my ear with this earring I found on the ground.
Tetanus who?
He already has his ears pierced in the movie.
Okay.
There's no piercing ear scene. He just picks up the earring and he's like, puts it in. He's like,
What type of chips? Are we talking like corn chips?
Or are they the corn chips? Chips he stole earlier?
Yes, he is.
Are they hot chips that are gone cold, or are
nachos? I've not been specific. Yeah. You know how I said that he stole nachos by putting chips and then sauce into his bag?
Yeah.
He's pulling out dollar notes and licking the sauce off of them. So it's not chips, he's licking sauce off of paper.
Yeah, hell yeah, delicious.
And then he puts an earring on, falls asleep.
No, I get it.
Yeah, is he halfway through cleaning his money?
He's not cleaning it, he's licking it.
Well, he's licking it
clean.
Jackson, you're going to wake up in
your
dream
life. Okay,
you'll
be fine. Yeah. You'll be like, oh, someone didn't finish cleaning this money.
Then I'll look at myself with my earring, laugh, and go back to sleep. That is funny.
It's great that the same thing happened to two separate houses.
Rob Schneider also doesn't think anything's happened. Someone had been cleaning this money. Oh, man.
And like every couple of hours, you just keep swapping bodies.
Taking the earring out and being like, oh.
What earring?
Both of you be like, wonder what it looks like on the other side.
Just as funny.
Time to sleep. Look at all this money cleans made me tired.
Me tired, it made my tongue sore.
I'll sleep it off.
Yeah, so I don't think much would change for you.
No, I'd be pretty all right, yeah. That'd be fine, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the only problem there is, I guess if the cops come looking.
Yeah. You're going to go to jail, yeah.
Well, why? What have I done? No, I'm here.
Rob Schneider did a bunch of crimes.
But I didn't do it.
Yeah, well, too bad. In the slammer for Joel Zammett.
If you arrest someone that is 100% innocent.
Yeah.
Put them on trial.
Yeah.
What would happen?
You know how we've never put anyone innocent in jail.
Zammett's correct.
Yeah.
It's never happened.
Like that
I guess
Zammett
would get off.
But
like,
so an unprecedented occurrence will happen where an innocent man
walks free.
Walks free.
Yeah, no matter what you say, I guess I'm in, like, yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, Rob Schneider.
No, but I'm not, though.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Good question.
Yeah, but
I'm not, though.
You look like Rob Schneider. Nothing
we
you
have
can...
footage of you. We yeah. have like, I have no memory of it.
Like,
but yeah,
because here's the thing: this is not a thing that's happened before.
Yeah, well, this is magic.
No, because like with the arresting an innocent person, you'd imagine that the innocent people are often at least suspects.
Yeah,
whether or not they've done it or not, so the police have probably spoken to them before.
Yeah,
in this situation though,
yeah,
it's just
Joel Zammit's body.
Knock, knock, knock. You're under arrest.
Yeah,
for what?
You robbed this bank.
No, I
gas
didn't.
Station.
Here's
his footage of you robbing the gas station.
Fuck. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Then... Where were you? Well, I was at home. No, Joel Zammit was at home.
You were robbing a gas station.
Yeah. Well, here's this information. That means fuck all to me. It's like here's the proof.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The best thing that, like, Clive, if Clive had just done nothing
yeah.
and stopped doing any crimes and was just like, scot-free, and then just chuffed off somewhere.
Yeah, lived a quiet life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kept talking about these debts he had.
He doesn't have debts.
He doesn't have debts anymore. He's in a lady's body.
Yeah, exactly.
Rachel McAdams doesn't have debts.
Well, he is stupid.
Yeah,
that's true.
We are
that's
forgetting true. That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Rack up a bunch of debts.
Yeah.
So that when you swap fun. Back, you don't have them anymore.
What?
Yeah. What? Well, you have, yeah, I mean, you've got Clive brain, so it makes sense.
You both are like racking up debt. Like,
and
both
when
of
I
you
swap
do
back, the other guy's going to yeah. be fucked. Yeah. Swap back. Like, swap back at the exact same time, or we're just in separate rooms with debt collectors with guns to our heads.
Like, it works?
No, you don't understand. I have different debt.
I don't have debts to you guys. I get debts to the guys in the other room.
No? You realize that you're in, like, two hotel rooms next to each other?
Wait a second.
So, yeah, kind of no matter what, you're fucked if the cops
yeah,
come.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's,
I don't think there's any way, really, of turning it around.
Yeah, you can't really prove that you're not that person.
Yeah,
and if it's not a criminal situation and you swap bodies with someone, well, swapping minds is different because you're traveling. But if you're swapping bodies, you just wake up in the same spot. It's confusing.
Yeah.
And but I guess you're just stuck like that. That's probably what was going to happen.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Okay. That's if Clot. Now, if we were Rob Schneider.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
It's a little, more, a little better.
So now we act.
Step one, I'm going to try and reconcile with Adam Sandler.
Nice.
Oh, they're not with our friends.
Yeah, because I think Rob went off the deep end.
Yeah. That would be my step one. Go. Well, everything Rob Schneider's been fucking diarrhea-ing out of his mouth for the last while, I'll come out and I'm like, I don't know what I was saying. The opposite. The exact opposite of whatever I just said.
So Rob Schneider has a press conference from Australia.
Yeah. I reckon that's good to be like, I mean, Australian rehab is different. It works better now. I'm fixed.
I've done some thinking, and
so your go-to is to salvage Rob Schneider's reputation.
Well, that's nice. Well, see, what keeps happening to me for some reason is I keep thinking I'm going to be bouncing back into my old body soon. So I'm doing this because I think it's funny for Rob Schneider than to either have to pivot or to have his career ruined. Well, yeah, I guess it's pretty ruined already. Yeah,
you're going to completely rehabilitate his image.
Yeah.
And so when he gets back into his body, he's either going to tank it hard or he has to be good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm kind of like an angel.
Yeah.
Maybe you could offer a hot chick service.
Yes.
To wayward celebrities.
That's,
You're literally offering your body as collateral if it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. I'll rehabilitate whomever. I don't want to actually put my, no, hang on. There's some bad people out there.
Yeah. Here's what happens. You hire them for their service. They just throw the earring away and they live your life.
Oh, no. I go to jail.
Damn. Would it be easier or harder for I guess to convince everyone that like I have somehow magically become Rob Schneider or that I've magically become Clive?
I think it's easier to convince everyone you've become Rob Schneider because a stranger coming into the studio, feasible.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider stepping into
and then
the
when
studio,
the police come and you're like, oh, they were just
they were just a drifter. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But Rob Schneider coming in, I'm like, well, Rob Schneider has literally zero reason to visit Sans Pants headquarters.
He has said some pretty interesting things in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe his mental break was complete.
It ended with him coming here.
I'm done now, boys. Take me in. welcome Rob Schneider with open arms.
Yeah.
I'm Jackson. No.
No. Come on in, Rob.
Tell us about your time on SNL.
I'm Jackson. I'm not.
You know Adam Sandler.
No.
He seems way nicer than you.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Don't deny Adam Sandler.
No, I know of Adam Sandler. I've just never met the man.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? Your best friends or whatever?
I'm
Jackson.
I hired you. Yeah. I understand that there's like not, there's some bad blood.
But like,
I actually understand where he's coming from because you're a cunt.
Dusha. I'm Dusha.
What?
I'm your friend.
We just met.
No.
You're friends with Rob Schneider?
Lucky. No.
Or maybe not. I think it's funny to come, like, get into Rob Schneider's body and be like, oh, like, Rob Schneider's a celebrity. Time to start, you know, spruiking Sans fans.
Looking at our numbers. Our numbers have gone down, but our listeners have gotten worse.
Could that be with Rob Schneider's unprecedented love of the podcast all of a sudden?
Yeah. But like, how do you even get that across? Because like, you can't like, you know, use his like Twitter account.
Why not?
What?
You're not Rob Schneider.
But what if
I go to one of my fucking the people I pay, my staff.
I don't know your passwords.
How?
Why don't I pay them?
Because you're not Rob Schneider.
You've also not woken up
in Hollywood.
Schneider is.
I go to the fucking Seven News. I say Rob Schneider lost in Australia.
Do you think your people are going to reach out?
They fucking better. Am I?
they look, to be honest, yeah.
What do I pay them for if they're not going to take me home?
Hi, it's me, character actor Rob Schneider. I went on a bender in Australia. I lost my passport.
Yeah, I don't have my passport. I got nothing. Could you please bring me back?
Yeah, I was like, well, with Rob Schneider's face, if you wanted to, you could go to, say, like the U.S. Embassy and be like, hi, I'm famous character actor Rob Schneider.
Hi, I'm National Treasure Rob Schneider.
Yeah. My passport is, no, I don't have it.
Yeah.
Where is flight logs?
Yeah. Well, I'd be like, I don't know how I got here, dude.
You could say it was a big bender.
Yeah.
Big bender, my dude.
Well,
I got here by boat, maybe? I don't know. I am here. I am clearly famous, beloved character actor Rob Schneider. Send me back to Hollywood.
I think you end up in jail.
What? For what?
I reckon they're like something as fishy as a foot here.
Yeah, they just throw people in jail for no reason.
I get extradited back to the US.
They don't throw innocent men in jail. Why would they throw someone, an innocent character actor, Rob Schneider, for no reason?
In an unprecedented move, the American government puts someone in jail.
Yeah. For no reason.
Yeah, they're famously empty prisons have received another inmate
Cop
today.
Shocked. We don't know what to do. We've never arrested anyone before.
And then I get to Hollywood and just live Rob Schneider's life for a bit till he dies of old age.
Yeah.
And then you put the earrings back on him?
Yeah. No, then I end up back in my body.
No, you don't. Hang on. When you hang on.
Who's the he in this sentence?
You wake up in Jackson's body.
Yeah.
No, because you've died.
Oh yeah, you
died. Can't die. If you die of old age, you die.
How can I not grasp?
It's the bodies that swap, not the minds.
I just can't get a handle on it. I just can't. Yeah, okay. Well, I die of old age. And then
as you're dying, you're like, I'm going to be back in my body soon. Nothing happens.
You're also like, did he think that his body wasn't aging while he was here? That seemed like the implication, right? Like,
yeah.
We stand over Rob Schneider's body, like, Jackson's body died so long ago. Did he not check?
Yeah. Did he not pay attention to what was happening to his body?
Yeah.
Not even close. He just lived with this aging character actor for the last 20 years of his life.
Huh.
Well, that's what I'd do.
It would be pretty hard to walk back. Because I was thinking, like, my approach if this happens is I'd probably just live the life of a man that I know, like... Mm. I'm just like, all right, the chapter of Joel, like my life is now in two chapters, Joel life and Rob life. Yeah. And the book is closed on Joel life, but it is simply page one of Rob life.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But unfortunately, Rob life had a prequel.
Yeah.
And the end of that prequel is Rob life really fucking up Rob life for new Rob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I just, because what would happen if, say, I woke up, I'm Rob Schneider. I'm like, shit. I'm like, honey, you won't believe what happened.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's more believable because Rob Schneider.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, what do I do? All right, I go, I try, I contact what? A doctor? A scientist? The news?
Well,
hey, everybody, I know this might look like I am Rob Schneider, but I guarantee you that I am not Rob Schneider.
And then probably...
Newsbreak. Rob Schneider lost his fucking mind.
And then you get sent away to some kind of institution and come out believing you are Rob Schneider.
I know. But I'm like, but how did I get here?
Yeah. I know,
like,
they fixed me.
Oh, yeah, no. That's right. I was always Rob Schneider.
I guess. And then I got you're watching, confused. Like, I don't know, The Water Boy, and you're like, there I am. I remember being
I remember
in
that.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that's tricky.
What do you do? It?
What do you do?
I don't know.
Rob Schneider, which something we didn't consider, or at least I didn't cross my mind.
Yeah.
Has three kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a wife.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So then my body is next to Rob Schneider's wife. Are they still together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My body is next to Rob Schneider's wife. They're just like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah,
they
do you
get
think...
tased. Yeah. Oh, shot.
Do you think Rob Schneider in your body would try to convince his wife that he was Rob Schneider?
Of course. You'd have to, right?
You'd scare your wife.
Yeah.
This would be more scary to the wife.
Well, I was wondering if Rob Schneider would not take a leaf out of Joel Dusha's book and be like, well, there was a period of my life where I was Rob Schneider.
Rob life?
Rob life. Didn't go super well.
Yeah.
Ended
now,
with me.
Now, I'm who the fuck this is.
I am literally possibly decades younger.
Yeah.
Definitely decades younger.
Unknown to him.
Yeah.
Speak with an Australian accent, I guess.
Yeah, I've
become, sort of.
Some Ish. Sort of weird Australian guy. I'm getting out of here. Like, why not?
Leave your wife?
Maybe. Start your life again. You're young again. Like,
He's like, I've got access to Rob Schneider's bank account.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to. Box.
How does he open up a new bank account?
Yeah.
How do you do anything?
Well, you just say that you represent Rob Schneider.
Yeah, and you'd have all the information.
Yeah. And
oh,
then
yeah, that's true.
Rob Schneider, who right now his career isn't doing well, he's publicly loathed, he's a very sad-looking man, doesn't look well.
Yeah.
You just say, all right, I'm not Rob Schneider anymore, some sucker's dealing with my body.
Yeah.
He sees on the news, Rob Schneider in Australia having a mental break. He's like,
yes.
Rob Schneider trying to walk back vaccine comments. Look,
yeah.
I know I went hard on it.
Well, I've had some time to reflect.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
Check my blood. I am vaccinated.
I did some independent research.
No, he's not vaccinated.
I wouldn't be vaccinated.
You wouldn't be vaccinated.
No.
You'd be in Rob Schneider's uncircumcised, unvaccinated body. No, sorry, circumcised.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider wakes up. He's like, oh my God, my foreskin grew back.
And why do I feel so? What does he think will happen for vaccines?
You know, the thing that everyone that's anti-vaccine thinks will happen.
Still?
Yeah.
You got a lot to walk back in Rob Schneider's body.
Yeah.
Walk back a mile in Rob Schneider's shoes and then keep going. And then you got to keep going a little bit.
Yeah, you got to keep moving because if you stop.
At least you have fun by yourself for a good 5 hours.
Oh, yeah. Best 5 hours of my life.
Then you wake up to the sad reality of being Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
And then you got to go on Google and be like, what are my opinions?
I go on Google, I order...
Cass.
A fleshlight.
Yes!
Yeah.
You're smart.
Yeah.
He's been anti-vax since pre-COVID. Like, he's like the OG. Jenna McCarthy.
Oh,
my God.
Anti-vax.
It sucks as well, Cass, that your only go possibly ever of having a cock, and it has to be Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
It has to be Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
That
sucks. I don't even know if that one's... good.
I can't
Is this
imagine.
A good one?
Yeah.
In the movie, all the girls are very impressed, but they are also meant to be like in high school, so they're just very excited and they scream a bit because they're like, ah!
It's a penis. Yeah,
that's crazy!
Yeah.
Yeah, their yardstick of penis is probably right.
Yeah, but also like...
Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
He's probably just happy to...
Happy to see a wiener.
Yeah.
There's just no coming out good for anyone.
No.
Like... of us. Good for Rob Schneider to become any of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, unless it makes him very sick because we're vaccinated and he isn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a step up for Rob Schneider into any of...
Yeah, he's younger.
Yeah.
A woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Two awesome things to be.
Younger and a woman. Now he can restart his career in comedy. I bet it will work just as well.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Imagine seeing you start to do all of Rob Schneider's bits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everyone being like, oh, it's just not very good. And Rob Schneider just being like, but it is good. It is so good. It's... It must be the vaccine.
The vaccines have robbed my humor.
People don't find me funny anymore.
I don't love Newcast. Yeah.
She's a little edgier.
Yeah. Keep saying the vaccines are making her sick. Yeah. Yeah. I've also started calling her Newcast for no real reason.
Yeah. Look, first day of being Rob Schneider,
yeah.
5 hours sorted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Straight to a sex door. Yeah.
Dick and nut work.
I get dick it. And nut work.
Yeah, hardcore dick and nut work.
I'm probably the next few hours are still sorted again.
Yeah.
Then I go get... Every vaccine in one night.
Okay, all right. That feels like
spent from coming yourself to fucking into a frenzy.
Okay. I've got a one-in-one-out policy. I jerk it for every new vaccine. So I have two rooms in my house. I'm very wealthy.
You're going to want to split those days up. Yeah. Coming, dehydrated.
Yeah.
To get vaccinated, you need to be quite hydrated.
Mm. Well, I'm rich. I'm rich, right?
Yeah. No, you're you.
No, I'm Rob Schneider.
Yeah, but you're doing the same thing Jackson did.
Oh, my God. Dumb fucks all the way down.
In Cass's defense, she was thinking about dick and nuts.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was distracted by everything I would do about the dick and nuts I had.
Yeah.
You've got to give me
if
grace.
I'd gotten Rob Schneider's pussy, you would have had to have given it to me too, right?
Yes.
Jackson got the schnussy.
If I get the schnussy, you'd have to be like, you fair enough, you're distracted.
She got the shock.
Yeah, right. It's all pretty good.
The schnussy and the schnock.
Yeah,
okay, well, I'm not wealthy, so I probably can't afford an IV drip.
No, yeah, yeah. No.
I'm going to have to space this out.
Yeah, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, like, again, if we become...
once or twice and then go get a vaccine.
Three times you're out. I know the rules. Yeah.
I just feel like us being Rob Schneider is affecting our lives so much more than Rob Schneider becoming any of us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
For Rob Schneider, to him, like, we are nobodies, right?
Yeah,
just restart. He'd probably audition for SNL again.
Yeah, oh, damn, true.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm getting on SNL.
No, you're not.
But me and Rob Schneider's body will be watching SNL being like, I'm on. Look how funny I am. Oh, I'm saying some controversial things.
You're not grasping.
I got to distance myself from my body. Yeah,
you already have.
Hey, everyone. I didn't say those things on SNL.
Everyone's like, Rob Schneider? What are you saying?
What you haven't been on SNL in so long.
You're not invited back. The 90s?
Yeah. The more recent things I've said.
What are you talking about? But I'm guessing he wouldn't get back on SNL because his comedy has aged.
Yeah, it truly has. You can't
maybe,
really.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good for them as well because then they would be experiencing, I guess, their like comedy stylings for like, again, several decades younger. Then hopefully trying to reach a different audience, I guess, and then just be hitting nothing.
Well, that might mean that Rob Schneider will seek us out.
Well, yeah.
And then maybe we'll swap back.
Finally.
And then I'll be like, fuck, you should have done more shit to the body.
Ass swaps back. He's like, I did everything.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, I was like, I got a free body that I'm not going to be in forever.
It's your body.
Jackson.
No, I'm in Rob Schneider's body.
Yeah.
And you have to live in it.
And then if I'm going to swap back to Rob Schneider, I mean to me.
Yeah. Well, what kind of shit do you mean?
So,
if you get
jumping off high stuff.
Okay.
That hurts you now.
Smoking cigarettes.
Smoking cigarettes
fine.
Different.
Is it?
Yeah.
So wait, if you stabbed yourself as Rob Schneider and then you switch back, who has the body wound?
Rob Schneider. Oh no, but
you have the pain.
No, but it's my
his body.
My
right?
body that have we've just swapped bodies, not mine.
Yeah, but
No, but hang on. So Jackson mind and Rob Schneider body.
Yeah.
Stabs Rob Schneider body.
Yeah.
They swap back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I reckon Rob Schneider has the stab wound.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if they keep clothes,
clothes
and your mind stay in the same spot, so your whole body switches.
Okay.
So if you get your finger and you just say snap it, right? Mm. So you break that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you are like, as say, Jackson in Rob Schneider's body.
Yeah.
And then you Freaky Friday back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who has now the broken finger? Rob Schneider in right.
The body. The body. Yeah. The body it got broken on.
Yeah.
So Rob Schneider's mind, now he's in Rob Schneider's body and he has a broken finger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So I could do. So yes.
Yeah. Great.
You could mutilate the shit out of yourself if you want.
Yeah. But it would hurt you.
Have yes, dangerous sex. You. Take dangerous drugs.
That will.
If you die as Rob Schneider, you die in real life.
Well, I just got to throw the needle. That's all. That well, means.
But then when he goes back,
Jackson.
Well, hang on. But when they switch back, then Rob Schneider will then have a decaying Rob Schneider body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As his body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess you got him.
Yeah.
Did you have to get him?
Well, I might as
mission
well.
Mission accomplished. Got him.
Right.
Well, I'm here.
But also,
he doesn't convert back to what they were originally, right?
No.
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 Yeah. So I guess, yeah, if you died as Rob, you would be dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then when you, and then depending how often you switch, like how late you switch back, yeah, Rob yeah. would have be a zombie man.
Yeah, I've basically just got like a vessel to play around with no consequences.
No.
No long-term consequences. Lots of immediate consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could smoke.
But you yeah. don't know how long term you're going to have this body for.
That's yeah.
true. Well, that's true. But if I knew that Rob Schneider was, say I see on the news, Rob Schneider in America is like, in my body, is like, I've got to find my body in Australia.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I've got the plane trip that Rob's going to take to how do heroin, whatever.
How are they coming over? You're because also they don't have a passport.
58 years old. You don't know what heroin would do to your 31-year-old body, let alone a 58-year-old. You don't know what Rob's done.
Well, he better get here quick.
Also, yeah.
No, because no, he won't want to swap back if you've done that.
Also, how does...
He doesn't know.
He'll know.
He'll know when we swap back.
How do any of you travel?
Rob Schneider is fucking in my body. He'll find a way.
Hell.
He's got access to all of Rob Schneider's passwords.
He does have Rob Schneider money.
Yeah.
I guess.
He can absolutely access Rob Schneider's yeah. bank account. He's got
and
all
Jackson
the details.
Jackson only needs to find heroin, which will be tricky, yeah. but not as tricky as trying to fly without a passport.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I could do it. And then Rob Schneider swaps back and he's like, what did you do to me? And I take the earrings and crush them in my hand.
Heroin, bitch.
Suck you later. And then I skateboard away.
But Jackson. Yeah.
Hit by a train.
Yeah.
Jackson, your mind will still want heroin.
But my body won't. Only yeah. half as bad.
But your mind will know what heroin feels like. Yeah, you're not body... meant to learn.
Yeah, but the thing is, Jackson's not going to get the physical withdrawals. Yeah. Rob not... Schneider is.
I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, yeah. Jackson will miss heroin.
For sure.
Jackson will actively want heroin and not have any of the bad side effects from heroin.
And then Rob Schneider's going to not know what the fuck.
So we're going to have...
So he'll be fine.
But he'll have the physical withdrawals.
Yeah, and then he won't know what to fix it, so what? It'll well, go away. Yeah.
I was going to say, one shot of heroin wouldn't give you crazy withdrawals, but
he
I,
ain't doing one.
One, I don't know that.
Yeah.
Two.
No.
If it was that awesome the first time. Imagine how awesome it's going to be the second time. Oh.
It is
well,
bad.
It'd surely be just as good as the first time, the third time.
Yeah. Oh. I know, Cass, you're right, though, because I'll be like, because I never got any of the bad consequences, I'll be like, maybe it was good.
Yeah, maybe it was fine.
You'll be like, well, okay, well, this is... You, do you know what you'll do? You'll do heroin and be like, that was wonderful. I miss yeah. heroin. You'll get none of the bad side effects. And you're like, hang on. I've got a fresh body.
Yeah. Sure, I got another
it'll,
go.
It'll work again.
It. Oh, my God.
If you get hot chicked, you are getting addicted to heroin.
Yeah. I don't know what Who could heroin have seen Jackson that comment? Would be like.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it would no, be awesome. Rancid.
Maybe you'd be one of those people on heroin who lives a fine life. You know, yeah. every now and then there's a couple.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They look, they have it. If you don't scratch the surface. Yeah,
leave
yeah.
the surface, Jesus.
If you don't ask too many questions.
Don't
oh,
ask.
Oh, what a lovely life.
Nick Cave and Warren Ellis are doing.
They're happy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The happiest people I've happy, ever happy. Heard of and not yeah. met and don't need to. Because yeah. they don't need to scratch that surface.
Yeah. Exactly.
I need to.
Well, I don't think any of us expected.
Warren Ellis, the musician, just remembered that he shares his name with comic book a guy. Comic book guy who yeah. sucks shit.
Yeah.
Yeah yeah yeah, 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 yeah.
Just clarify that, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hope that other Warren Ellis rots in hell.
I hope his heroin intake is bad.
Oh, it was the, some of the worst.
Big time.
So swapping bodies with like so, what happens if we rob the hot chick with Rob Schneider? Yeah. We spent almost the entire time trying to figure out what the fuck to do to tell yeah. people give up, do heroin, and fuck ourselves heaps.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Big time, big time.
Yeah,
do you reckon coming as Rob Schneider would be different than coming as yourself?
Sure. You'd yeah. find out pretty fast, yeah. I would imagine. Well, I'll find out.
But
pretty
you'll
fast.
Find out pretty quickly. Yeah.
Different shape and size dick would be different.
It'd be kind of cool to play around with. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the nuts, they'd be lower.
Yeah, yeah.
Be lower.
Yeah, true.
Common could be. Oh, he might. No, no. He's not quite at the age yeah. yet where pissing will be wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Might be,
what?
Though.
Well, yeah, wow. You get older, your bladder doesn't work as well.
Yeah. Okay. And prostate gets all fucked up.
Yeah.
Pissing gets harder.
Oh, getting old
pissing
sucks,
gets tricky.
Man.
Yeah, pissing gets tricky.
Takes a bit for the piss to come out.
For you or for me?
I don't know.
What happened about to you? Me?
I don't know. Probably all of us. Yeah, I think that's just one of the many beautiful
sure
parts of aging.
More prevalent in us.
Yeah.
Yeah. You. Yeah. Prostate.
Yeah.
I think our equivalent is our equivalent's on our like urethra as well.
Yeah. Maybe it will. Don't worry.
Aging into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're never going to get old.
Yeah.
We're going to die beautiful and young. We're going to die beautiful and hot.
Hard.
Woo!
And before we end the episode, Cass, I hear you've got a brand new podcast you want to talk about.
Where did you hear about that, you devil?
On social media.
Whoa. Yes! Being Hot is Hard is out now. We've got the first couple of episodes live. We've got a trailer and a promo if you just want to dip your little toes in. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on all socials at Hot Hard Pod. Nice. Can't believe that was not taken. Real happy about that one. And it's with me, Zoe B, and Nina O. Yama. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's funny. I'm proud of it.
And what is it?
It is a...
It's a podcast.
Apart from being funny and a podcast.
It's a podcast, Joel Zammit. Shut the fuck up. That's all you need to know.
It's a podcast where we look into how insane and fun it is to be hot and try and make yourself look nice. Because it's so weird that we do it, but it's fun that we do it.
Hell yeah.
And we just find out, at the moment we're going through a lot of different beauty topics about what we do, and we're finding out that all of us is a crazy person in our own way.
Okay. And where do I, I just search for...
Being Hot is Hard.
And I can find that on...
Any podcast platform.
Fuck
they're all
yes.
there. The Spotify's, your Apple Music's.
The rest.
The other ones.
Yeah. The other ones.
I couldn't get
Apple
podcasts. Podcasts. But anyway, here
Apple,
we are.
Apple Podcasts. Amazon. Jeff's
Amazon.
In on it.
Yep.
Jeff is in
Jeff
on it.
Googs.
Googs.
Googs. Googs.
Googs. Get Googs. Yep. Get Googs.
Yep. That's a lot of places I could hear this podcast, and frankly, I cannot wait. Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And I've been Cass.
Thank you for joining us, Cass. And everyone has to legally listen to Being Hot is Hard, or we're going to the hot chick, Rob Schneider, you, and you'll have to live a loathed life as Rob Schneider. So download the fucking podcast.
Yeah.
This is a real threat.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Boy Brain Collection over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. What's in the collection, I hear you ask? Why, it's a monthly bonus episode of Plumbing the Death Star where we ask the important questions not important enough to be heard by the general public, and our monthly What If show where we answer the very important questions posed by Marvel Comics back in 1977. But that's not all. You also get access to Jackson Bailey Spooks America, where Jackson and his good friends try to solve unsolved mysteries with little to no success twice a month. That's 4 episodes every month, giving you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. Just head to the link in the show notes or search for Bad Brain Boys on Apple Podcasts to start your free trial today and start your journey to smooth brain bliss. Once again, that's Bad Brain Boys on Apple Podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.